International aid workers are preparing two camps along Jordan's border with Iraq for Iraqis and third country nationals fleeing the war. But so far, only a handful of foreign workers has appeared. Earth-moving machines are digging into the rocky desert to lay down more water lines. Workers are busy setting up canvas tents in neat rows that break up the monotonous, bleak desert landscape. Most of the tents sit empty, waiting for the anticipated flood of refugees across the border some 40 kilometers away. Since the start of the war, only about 450 foreign workers, mostly Sudanese, have crossed into Jordan. The International Organization for Migration handles their paperwork and buses them to the airport, where charter flights take them home. Few need to stay in the tent camp more than a day or so. But so far, no Iraqi refugees have crossed into Jordan or any other neighboring country. Douglas Osmond is Senior Logistics Officer for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. He says the absence of refugees is a bit of a surprise.
It's a bit of a surprise. Better to be prepared than unprepared. And we are well prepared here to receive refugees. This camp here, in what we call Phase 1, has a capacity of about 10,000 people. In Phase 2, we go up to another 10,000 in the same camp. And if by chance we had more refugees than that, they would be going to the third country national camp, which is run by the Jordanian Red Crescent Society.
Preparations include setting up an inflatable field clinic. The heavy plastic tent contains a few beds and a medical dispensary. Japanese Dr. Kakashi Ukai and a medical team from Japan has come to help.
In this area, it is windy and sandy. We can't do a complicated treatment here. You see the tents now built. So if the refugee comes, we will provide primary care.
For now, there are no refugees, no patients. He's just trying to keep the tent clinic clear of desert sand and dust that blows steadily through the camp. There's almost no traffic on the two-lane road to the border. No Iraqi oil trucks are coming into the country anymore. Few vehicles are crossing into Iraq. The only traffic on the border road these days is foreign reporters, TV crews, and aid workers. More than 400 aid workers and journalists have invaded the dusty border town of Ruwaishid, renting out houses or rooms as they wait for the refugees to appear. One enterprising travel agency has even set up a canteen and kiosk in a rundown hotel on the edge of the town. The shop sells everything from bottled water and toothpaste to chocolate candies and a daily ration of international newspapers. The eatery offers a cold and hot buffet. The sign outside reads, Baghdad Cafe. Laurie Kassman, VOA News, Ruwaishid, on the Jordanian border.